For my second prompt, the current Trump administration is weaponizing all parts of the rule of law that they can in a way that no U.S. president has done in U.S. history. And I think that's been exemplified in literally just this prior year of the Trump term.
I'll start the timer on your first word.
In what way do you see this administration weaponizing?
There's a lot of different places that I could go with this, but I would say one way would be the fact that Donald Trump personally, even as the president of the United States, is filing lawsuits for defamation against multiple companies because he either doesn't like the fact that he had a social media account banned, or that he doesn't like an interview that was posted by 60 Minutes, or suing like a pollster in Iowa, Seltzer, because he thought that her poll was unfair to him prior to the election. I would say those are all really bad things.
Well, it happened in those court cases, though.
For a lot of them, well, the people settled.
Okay. What about the rest?
They're ongoing.
All right. Why would they settle if they're innocent?
Because Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and the executive branch is in charge of a lot of mergers that these companies might be looking at going forward, and Trump has already shown that he's willing to come down harshly on people that won't play ball with his administration.
So you're saying it has nothing to do with guilt, has nothing to do with evidence or innocence or anything like that?
Correct.
All right.
Or so, it might not. I mean, we can't truly know.
Exactly.
But I mean, I would say that the fact the president of the United States filing civil lawsuits against companies is so bad for so many different reasons that every American should immediately have revulsion to that idea.
All right. So how many civil lawsuits were filed against Donald Trump while he was in office or immediately after leaving office?
By the president? Zero.
I'm sorry?
By Biden? Zero. Biden didn't file any civil lawsuits against Trump or anybody in the media.
No, I wasn't asking. I asked just in general, how many suits have been brought up against Trump while he was in office or since he's been
civil
office?
Lawsuits? Minus zero. By like lawmakers or whatever. Individuals might be suing him. That's up to individuals. But by lawmakers or by the president or people in politics? Like those people, zero.
No, the one regarding his bank loans, that was not civil. That was brought up by city prosecutors. That wasn't a private civil lawsuit.
Yeah, but these are, one, those are states, and then two, I believe those guys were doing investigations for like criminal related matters.
Okay, so what was found in that though? Was he found liable? Did he lose any of these lawsuits?
I mean, the criminal ones in New York State relating to the 34 felony convictions he has, I mean, he lost that one, obviously.
So now, what was the purpose to bring those lawsuits though? Was it?
Because he was misappropriating campaign funds and then directing somebody to lie about the source of those campaign funds to pay off people so that the stories wouldn't come out during the election season.
So you've got a lot to say about justifying why he would be tried for various things. But quick to dismiss any lawsuits that he's brought up about on anyone else.
Filing civil lawsuits against people because you feel personally offended is a lot different than criminal investigations, especially those done by states that aren't directed by the president. But I mean, these are two very different things, right?
Okay, fair enough. So, all right, so he sued a couple of people for saying things that may or may not have been true, which is the only avenue for finding someone liable in the United States, because we are a free speech country, but if you can prove that someone said something that has harmed you in some way measurably, that's the only avenue, difficult avenue, to bring charges against someone. Even the founders, the founding fathers had to decide whether or not they needed to do that from time to time. For themselves.
I don't think any president in U.S. history has filed civil suits against people.
Well, I don't know if while president, but definitely names that we know that from the first colonies, they did have libel lawsuits because people would say crap that wasn't real. And
sure, which is fine. But I think when the president is also in charge of like whether or not your mergers are approved or, you know, denied, I think that's a pretty scary world that the president could be suing you if you publish something that he doesn't like.
So
it's very scary.
So how many people has Trump or his DOJ had arrested from the other political party?
Well, they're doing a lot of investigations into people
now. No, I said arrested.
I'm not sure if they've arrested anybody yet, although they're recommending stuff right now related to Russia stuff for Obama and Hillary. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Okay. And how many U.S. citizens have been clearly denied due process by this administration?
I think that's being contested in court right now, so it's hard to say.
There's no number, right?
Well, it's being contested in court right now, so.
I don't even know what's being contested. There's
stuff related to deportations.
Yeah, but How many of these are U.S. citizens are we talking about?
I don't know the number off the top of my head.
There's no U.S. citizens being discussed with deportations.
There are.
No, they're not. Okay. There's no U.S. citizens being in the deportation discussions at all.
Okay.
So that's a fact.
It's not a fact. Also, green card people are also a lot of due process as well. I mean, lawful permanent resident status is important, right?
No, I said citizen. If you can't, if you're trying to say other non-citizen categories, then that's not a citizen.
Okay, green card holders do have due process in the United States.
Okay. Okay. All right. But you just said green card. We're not. I don't know. So, now the last administration, did they ever put anyone in Trump's administration, or the previous administration, have they put anyone into jail simply for being associated with Trump's administration?
No.
Yes, Steve Bannon, at least. There are multiple people that...
Just for being... Steve Bannon was being investigated on completely unrelated things. It had to do with defrauding some charity thing or whatever they were
running. No, he was put in jail for refusing to speak to Congress.
I mean, if Congress issues you a subpoena, you can be held in contempt for not following a subpoena. But I mean, but it wasn't just for associating with Trump.
Is there anything else he was being investigated for?
He literally was convicted for defrauding a charity organization. That was one of the things that Trump pardoned him for.
That's not. All right.
You can look it up. The conviction, the indictments and the convictions are all public filings.
Was anyone during the previous administration, was anyone denied due process for being associated with Trump?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So how many people in the January 6th were put into prison and...
I think it was around 1,600 were pardoned by Trump. I don't know how many of those were in prison.
Oh, they were in prison for how many years, guys? Was it like two or three?
Doesn't mean you were denied due process. None of those people were denied due process, though.
They were severely denied due
process. No, they weren't. Not a single one.
Not a single one was denied due process.
Nope.
How long... What's a fair time period for due process?
What part of the process?
Any of it.
Well, I mean, that really depends. If you're arrested, I believe in most states you have within 72 hours to be arraigned or formally read charges.
Out of multiple years, how many of 1,600 or 1,500 actually got to go through trial?
I think the vast majority, like 98% of them or something.
Is there? No, I don't think so. Okay. There were very few that were...
I've had Tim pull another people bring up names before. If you look up any of the names, the ones that were delayed the longest were usually people that were asking for more time to prepare their cases. And then they came out afterwards saying that they were denied due process, but that's just not the reality.
All right, if you say so. But there are zero examples of any of that having had happened so far in this administration. Though there are recommendations for investigation, it isn't, we're arresting you, we're going to give you a mugshot, and then we're going to run an investigation while you're sitting in prison. There appears to be due process going through all of these processes.
Due process is not the only way that you can be corrupt when it comes to the weaponization of the DOJ. So, for instance, I don't know if you're familiar with any of the thing that was going on with Eric Adams in New York, but the federal government had a case against him. They brought to him a deal basically saying, we'll drop all the charges just until the election, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, with the idea being that he would play ball with them until the election was over in New York City for mayor. That's an insanely corrupt thing to do. Multiple prosecutors resigned over it.
Okay. So whose prosecutors were they?
Southern District of New York prosecutors.
All right. So are those guys friends with Trump directly? Because I don't know of any district in New York that's been friendly to Trump.
It's not. Well, if it's a federal appointed thing.
Who appointed them?
It's not relevant.
It's incredibly relevant.
It's not. Prosecutors aren't cycled out every administration like your cabinet might be.
Yeah. So
but the idea that Donald Trump would
send... So then it is significantly relevant who appointed them.
Donald Trump sending his Department of Justice to a person to say, hey, we're going to go ahead and suspend charges against you just until your election is over. You don't see any problem with that? That gives the administration basically the ability to control that person, that mayor of a city?
I'm not entirely familiar with this one.
Okay. All right. Does it bother you that Trump is writing executive orders targeting law firms just because they happen to work with Hillary Clinton or Mueller in the past?
I know there has been multiple law firms attacked and taken out of business because they had an association with Trump.
The people designed to buy your service is different than the president writing an executive order to target the law firm and go after you, though, no?
Go after them how?
Well, he's rescinded a lot of security clearances, so these people aren't able to do any work related to like government people anymore.
Okay.
It's also not a normal thing to do.
Well, it should be a normal thing to do.
It shouldn't be a normal thing that you rescind a security clearance just because you don't like somebody.
It should be a normal thing for the executive. It should be a normal thing for the executive branch to be able to rescind security clearance.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. Okay. It's not like we're fighting a time or something.
Makes sense. That's what I'll do from now on. So part of my, if I put you guys off, makes sense. But that was an excellent round. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. So I just wanted to understand, you say you don't like that President Trump can sue people because he's the president. And